What's cracking? We go to hour number two. Good morning. Good afternoon. Nice to have you here. I'm Jim Rome, a man of my word. I said that I would go back-to-back with the NFL interviews, so that's exactly what I'm going to do very quickly. Before I do that, let me set you up. Telephone number is toll-free. This phone number is good in the United States. This phone number is good in Canada. Phone number is good pretty much everywhere. 1-800-636-8686. You know where to find me on social, at Jim Rome. You know where to email me, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. We just had a conversation with a D lineman for the 49ers, Eric Armstead. And we do go back-to-back. We are joined right now by a cornerback for the Denver Broncos. He is entering his third season in the NFL. He was the ninth pick overall in 2021 out of Alabama. He won a natty with Alabama in 2020. Already a Pro Bowler and a first-team All-Pro last season, the Broncos are going to open up the regular season at home against the Raiders on September 10th. He joins us via Zoom today. Patrick Surtain is my guest. Patrick, it is great to have you on the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you. Appreciate it. It's a good opportunity for me to talk to you. So let me ask you, you had, as I mentioned, a heck of an individual season last year. I'm kind of curious, as a young guy, how did you approach the past offseason in terms of the work you put in? And then what did you do in your downtime?
Yeah, you know, I just approached it, you know, because just building off of my rookie year, you know, I had a pretty good year. And, you know, just improving my game, whether it's technique-wise, getting back to the fundamentals, but also, you know, taking that next step to that next level to improve my game, you know, and reach my goals. So the approach was a little different, you know, because, you know, my rookie year, you know, I wasn't as experienced, you know, but that little bit of experience helped me maintain that level of play going into my next year.
All right,
and
sorry.
In my downtime, I just like to, you know, just to lay back, chill, you know, hang out, get on the video game, spend time with friends, watch a movie or something like that. But, you know, I like to chill. You know, I stay low key and be to myself.
I like that, dude. I like that a lot. Patrick Surtain joining us. Sorry to jump in on you. Let me ask you, so you made that great jump, I think, from your rookie year to your second year. What kind of a jump are you looking to make from last year to this coming year? What kind of improvements are you looking to make?
You know, there's some slight improvements. You know, I could always improve on my technique. Technique is a big part of my game, and I want to master it. I feel like there's some, you know, little, you know, tendencies here and there that I can improve on in my technique, you know, sharpen up, refine my tools, my toolbox. But, you know, just growing into being a leader, even though I'm still young, you know, I'm in my third year. I think it's that time where I just, you know, set apart myself and, you know, step into that leadership phase and, you know, just be out there for the team, whether it's leading by example or just leading vocally, you know, just doing everything in my power to make sure I step that up.
You know, I was just going to ask you about that because what you are, I mean, you're one of the best players, one of the best players on that team as a young player, and it's a veteran team, right? So there's a lot of veteran leadership. I'm really interested to hear you talk about leadership, and you kind of started this. I was going to ask you, so what is your approach to leadership? Are you going to lead by example? Do you want to be that vocal leader? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I just approach it each and every day and learn from the guys, the vets in the locker room. I believe that they set a great example for me to learn from guys like Justin Simmons, you know, Russ, K-Jack, you know, different vets around the locker room that, you know, inspire me to, you know, be that leader across the locker room because they've done it at a high level, very experienced level. So, you know, going into my third year, that's what I'm looking to improve on and provide those leadership qualities for the team.
Patrick Surtain joining us. You mentioned Russ. Let me ask you about Russ. I'm sure Russ would be the very first one to tell you that last year did not go anywhere near as well as he would have expected. Have you noticed any difference in his approach this offseason? And what are you expecting from Russ in this coming season?
You know, I think Russ is going to come in with the same approach. You know, he's always had that strong work ethic. You know, he knows what it takes to win games. You know, even though despite last year, you know, last year wasn't, you know, the year that, you know, that was expected. But, you know, stuff like that happens. You have those, you know, rough patches in a career. But, you know, Russ, I know what type of player he is. You know, he's very excited for this year and looking to build with the team. for this coming season.
So, Patrick, you know, in the NFL, the only constant is change, right? Things are always changing. You've already experienced that yourself. Obviously, when a new head coach comes in, there's going to be a pretty significant adjustment. But how different is the vibe in the entire facility when that new head coach is a Super Bowl winning head coach in Sean Payton, you know, a guy with a really strong presence? How different was it the second he walked through the door?
Yeah, you could just sense the vibe change. You know, he brings a different type of, you know, compassion. Passion towards the game. You can just tell each and every day he walks in the building, he's full of enthusiasm. He's very, you know, energetic. You know, he's locked in with the team. And you could tell just day in and day out so far through these OTAs that, you know, he puts the team first, but he also knows what's ahead for us. He has very high expectations for us going in towards the season. And, you know, we're just looking forward to it. We're going to rally behind him. Because, you know, he knows what it takes to win at a high level. He's done it before. His resume speaks for itself. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, competing at a high level with him and seeing, you know, where it takes us.
Hey, let me ask you one thing about him. Like you mentioned his resume. He's got that great resume. And when you walk in and you've got that resume and you've got that ring, you have instant cred, right? So he's got the tremendous resume. He's got swag. He's got rap. I'm curious, how good is he at connecting with young players like you?
He's great with that. You know, me and him been chatting it up. And, you know, even though we're just starting to get to know each other, it seems like we've known each other for a long time already. We could connect very well. You know, he's also an entertaining guy as well, too. You know, he'll say a joke here and there, you know, but he's just locked in with the team. And, you know, he's got a lot of swag behind him. You know, just a lot of, you know, personal, you know, level stuff that, you know, that you'll see in him that what it takes in a winning coach. And, you know, we're very excited for that, you know, as a team. And, you know, Sean, he just knows what it takes. And you just sense that around the team, you know, the sense of aura, the energy that's around the team that he's brought. So, you know, we're very excited as a team to see where the season takes us coming up.
Patrick Surtain joining us. You know, Patrick, I've always been amazed in all my years of watching the league, guys on the corner, guys on the island, it's a different deal altogether, man. It takes a different mindset. It takes a different skill set. You guys are just a different breed altogether. You grew up with it. Your father was obviously an amazing player. You're already an amazing player. You're an extremely humble guy, but you need to be really, really confident if you're going to be on the island. Let me ask you this. You're already in the conversation as one of the top corners in the league. Do you feel like maybe you're already the guy? Are you the best of the best playing that position right now?
Yeah, I believe that 100%. You know, I just think my film speaks for itself. You know, I've been doing it consistently, you know, through year one and now year two, now year three. You know, I'm looking to build, you know, what I've put out on film, put out on tape, you know, put out on primetime games. And, you know, I think I've solidified myself as one of those guys, you know, so, you know, I'm just looking to improve on that.
Respect. I love that response. Let me ask you this. What's it like being in the AFC West? What's it like being in the AFC West knowing there's a pretty good chance you could play the bulk of your career going up against the likes of Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert?
Yeah, our division is very tough. Obviously, we got great quarterbacks, great teams around our division. And, you know, once you when you got those teams in your division, you know, it sets very high goals for you, you know. If you're able to get through our division, you have a high chance of, you know, winning the Super Bowl, getting the playoffs, and winning the high level. So, you know, our division speaks for itself. You know, the Chiefs over there, they've been handling their business the last couple of years. You know, the Raiders, the Chargers. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us, but we know what's ahead. And, you know, we are very excited, you know, even though you know, the division sort of, you know, could go either way. But, you know, I'm excited to see what's going to happen this year, especially in our division.
Yeah, I love that division. Listen, before you go, it seems to me like you're a classic case of they got to deal with you as much as you have to deal with them. That said, as great as the start to your career has been, what would you consider your welcome to the NFL moment? Like, it's such a cheesy question to me, but everybody has one. What was yours?
Welcome to the NFL moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I I say the first one was my rookie year against the Ravens. We was playing against Lamar and Sammy Watkins. I went against him. He was an experienced vet. I'm a rookie out there. Still going through the nuance of things. And I went against him. The first half, I held him down, held him in check. Then the second half came. He just started picking up. Just gaining yards. Just completing catches on me. Those two had a connection throughout the point of the game in the second half. It's kind of frustrating. So it was like that's my welcome to the NFL moment. And after that game, that's when it was like, yeah, I got locked in, honing on the little things, the technique. Because little stuff like that, when you're not locked in on your technique and you think you got it the whole game, it could come back to eat you alive. So, that was my welcome to the NFL, when I should say,
Well, isn't that the
coming
truth,
from
right?
that.
That those little things that you might get away with in college in the NFL, man, the pros will exploit that, right? They will kill you.
Yeah, the little things, you gotta stay on top of that, stay on your P's and Q's, because other teams could look at that, and sort of pick on that. So, you just gotta lock into little things, just come out with the same consistent type of play.
Hey, listen, one last thought. How caught up are you in the Nuggets run right now?
Oh, I'm very caught up. Them boys balling for sure, at a high level. And you could just see, because I've been to a couple games, how locked in, how everything is falling into place for them. They're going on a run, and at this, through these playoffs, I could just tell that they're even more of a complete team than their opponents in the show. So, the Nuggets are, they're doing it. So I can't wait to see these next few games, what they got. I know they're going away to the Lakers. So, I feel like if they get through these games here, they're, winning series.
Dude, don't they look like they've got a massive chip on their shoulder? And as a high-level athlete, you have enough guys in a room with a chip on their shoulder like that, that'll carry you a long way, won't it?
Especially for them. I know they, last year they didn't have, the season that they wanted. So you could tell that they got a big chip on their shoulder, coming towards this season, especially in the playoffs, going on the run they having. They're special down the team, so they're exciting to watch too.
They are. They're a
All
blast.
types of players on the, so yeah, they're doing good.
Hey, Patrick, how many times am I going to step on you in the middle of an answer, man? Sorry about that. Listen, dude, I love the way you showed up. What a great conversation. I've been looking forward to having you on the program. You lived up to all the hype. You're coming off an amazing year. You're a Pro Bowler, a first-team All-Pro already, one of the best in the league already, going to hour number three. Patrick, appreciate you very much, man. Great job, and really nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, dude, very much. Love him. What a great player. What a great player. So happy with that conversation and glad we can make that happen via Zoom, no less. And he looks like a million and plays like it too. Patrick Surtain, cornerback for the Broncos. Great player, excellent interview. Really happy about that. Especially when you run down a young player that you had not spoken to before. All right, so let me open it up the rest of the way. Coming off that, Bronco fans, if you want to react, go right ahead. 1-800-636-8686. I'll tell you what I love about him. Pro. Man, that is a pro's pro. Granted, he grew up in it. His dad was an amazing player, but that doesn't guarantee anything, right? I've seen a lot of parents who were buttoned up, leveled up, who had knucklehead kids. I've seen a lot of great kids who had knucklehead parents. What I'm saying is it guarantees nothing. That is a pro right there. Love the way he handles himself. Young player, already a great player, and he's going to get better. And I loved what he said early in the interview about, you know what? Part of what I want to do now in taking the next step is I want to increase my leadership. Like, I know my place. I know I'm a young player. I know there are veteran leaders in this locker room, but I also know that that's part of my responsibility now. I need to be an even more effective leader. I just like everything he had to say. I like the way he carries himself. I like the way he plays. I think he is an elite, elite talent and professional. Patrick Surtain the second. All right, so Big Head Bets, top of the hour. How about a smack off RSVP? We had a great one earlier this week. Mark in Boston laid it out. He's in. This is kind of interesting. I don't know exactly what it is. Like, Tommy got a little coy with me. And me, You know, I'm like anybody else. I kind of like a surprise, and then I kind of hate a surprise. Like, I want to be prepared. So he's not dialing me in completely. He's like, yo, boss, something kind of cool happened. I said, what? He said, I kind of want it to be a surprise. I'm like, Chuck, you're not a surprise guy. You know I'm not a surprise guy. We're not surprise people. He's like, yeah, but I kind of want it to be a surprise. So I may or may not have a smack-off surprise because I don't know what it is. I love when we bump that tune. You know, when I leave the studio sometimes on Friday, I put the top down in the car. I bump that thing so loud, people are looking at me like, yo, dude, are you playing the Addams Family song? I'm like, damn straight. What? I look back at him like, what? What? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. See you later, loser. Morticia. All right, when we come back. Oh, what do you know? I ask and I receive. That's the way it should be. A smack-off RSVP. I've got a feeling you're going to love it. What are you going to do? You can wait till the big head comes in before you answer, or you can jump in right now. You think the Celtics bounce back? The two questions. Do the Celtics bounce back? But do they bounce back to the tune of 9? They're minus 9. That is an enormous number to me. 9. If you're about that life and you want to play that. I'm watching the PGA leaderboard. Spoiler alert. Big Head and I hit Justin Rose. Hit 80-1. You know how I say I never root? I'm rooting. I'm rooting for that guy to hold it together. 80-1. We both hit that. And right now he is a shot back. At least Bryson DeChambeau is not too weird. And now he's skinny. Now he's Kevin Durant. What is with this dude, man? Hey, yeah, man, I eat 80,000 calories a day. I eat once a week. Dude, what is it? I have never seen a dude. You want to talk about a weight cut? All right, all of that still ahead. Get up in here. Again, look at you. Do your job. Stay tuned. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome, and a jungle smack-off RSVP next.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Shout out to New York. The new panoramic bumps on CBS Sports Network are fire. Looks so good. The coastline, the city. That's us, yo. At Sizemore News tweets. Let's see how many tweets right now correct you about the Addams Family theme actually being the Munsters. Fair? I counted 46. I stand corrected. Hey, unlike all of you, I am accountable and responsible for my mistakes. They don't happen very often. That's why I'm very happy to be accountable and responsible, because I'm almost never wrong. So it's not that big of a deal. There is 47. I'll own that. Eric in the South Side. Jim, thank you for bringing in Pat Surtain II and giving the Broncos some jungle karma. Lord knows we need all the positive energy we can get. War, the Nugs in 5. Tip Major's in. Hey, Jim, Russet is approaching this season the way he approached last season. Uh-oh. Hey, Rome. If the sack of potatoes comes in with the same approach, the Broncos will finish last in the division. Again, that was a horrible answer by Surtain. Ron in Colorado. Hey, Ron. R-E-L-A-X-R-O-N. Dude, take it easy. Listen, I'm the host. I know a horrible answer from a guest when I hear a horrible answer from a guest. And there were no horrible answers from Pat Surtain. He was great. I know. I interviewed him. I had the conversation. What did you expect him to say, first of all? He's affording his would-be Hall of Fame quarterback respect in that he's saying the guy's done it a long time. Last year was not a good year. Russet would be the first to tell you that. However, he's a guy who's done it for a long time at a high level, who's got an approach and a work ethic, and he's fine, and he's consistent. And by the way, it's not just russet. Russet, a lot of it's russet. But russet had a first-year head coach who was in way over his head, and it didn't work. So there's a lot more to it than that. I know this. We can say what it was and what it's not, but what we cannot say was, quote, that was a horrible answer by Sertan. It wasn't. Romy, pretty sure why we know Big Brock has confidence. Can't wait to hear James Kelly absolutely murder some English today. Andy in Portland, that's coming up. 35 minutes until the murderer is back. Scott K, quote, wow, what a great point by Eric Armstead on their QB room. After what Geno did last year with his weapons, imagine Sam Darnold doing the same with his loaded 49ers offense. Yikes. Hey, listen, frankly, Lobster Jr., I don't think he really cares a hell of a lot who his quarterback is. I think he's got a certain arrogance to him that he thinks that he can win no matter what with any quarterback. And why would he think otherwise? Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, and he almost had them in the Super Bowl. Armstead's point was, listen, this is part of the game, part of the league, part of the business. You never know what's going to happen. You have to be ready for everything. We ended up with a third-string quarterback, a rookie who was picked last, and this guy balled his nads off. Anything could happen. Hey, Rome, LeBron was so bad last night, he couldn't hit a house from the yard. Regards, Billy Joel. Huh? Oh, that's right. He jumped a curb and drove into a house. Holy crap, that house came out of nowhere. I didn't see that house. Why is there no house crossing sign? Why is there not a crossing guard for homes? How was I supposed to see that house? Imagine being in your living room one night watching TV like, holy crap, Billy Joel, did you just drive into my house? That's not something to make light of anyway. Let's go to the phones. I promise you a smack-off RSVP. Here you go. I love a smack-off RSVP. And I'll tell you why. I want to know that the best of the best are available on that day because they aren't every single year. Sometimes the best of the best are on vacation. They're on some business trip. They can't make it in. RSVPs pump me up. Mark in Boston already in this week. Now we got another one. Let's go to the phones. This guy's in the field, and apparently if he's RSVPing, he will be there on June 30th. Wait for it. A little longer. Paul's dog! What's up, Paul's dog?
Hello, Rim Room. Thus continues the year of the dog. We had bulldogs, we had huskies, and now we have a new champ at Westminster. The wickedly talented Petite Bassett Adele Dazim Earth Griffon Vendeen. Wee-oo, he looks just like Buddy Holly. You ever see the dogs at those shows that are so furry you can't tell their face from their butt? Just like Vic and No-Cal. Not only will a dog win the smack-off this year, a dog will also be getting this sando at Ike's. It's going to be on the secret menu. Ask for the K-9, Paul's dog. One all-beef American pup, deep-fried, tossed in buffalo sauce, served on a brioche bun, topped with pepper jack Russell cheese, and served with a nice cold bowl of toilet water. Roar! A hot dog is a sandwich. You got meat. You got bread. You got filling. Sandwich. Ruff me. Rum route.
Nice job. Do it. All right, bring the heat.
Back him.
Bring the hate. Bring the hate. Bring the heat. Bring it all. Makes me laugh every single time. The most polarizing caller on this program is a dog. Paul's dog is in. He's not on the watch list. He's not holding onto a golden ticket. He's in. He's already in. And he RSVP'd. Like it or not, he will call that day. Yeah, I know. Hey, Rome, you've probably already decided that it's the dog's turn. We know you script the smack off. We know you go by whose turn it is. I don't. You know what that would make me? That would make me one of those hot take, manufactured, contrived hacks that just say things to say things. We don't do that with the smack off. If you win the smack off, it's because you were the best of the best on that given day, in our estimation. It's nobody's turn. People don't take turns winning. It's not the dog's turn. If the dog wins that day, it's because the dog was the best. And the dog's best may beat everybody else's best. I don't know. I'm waiting for the smack off odds. We have to wait and see. Paul's dog is in. You know, if I were you, I'm not going to tell you what to do because I know it wouldn't do any good. Save your energy. Save it for something that matters other than to tell me that he's the worst caller ever. And every time that dog comes on, you change the station. No, you don't. And most of all, stop with, hey, Rome, that dog is the worst thing that has ever happened to your show. Number one, it's my show. Number two, I've been here for every show for the last 30 years. I think I would know what the worst thing that ever happened to my show was. We can even debate that. But I'm here to tell you that guy is not the worst thing that ever happened to the show. Not only that, he's a good thing. He makes it better. All right, Paul's dog, nice job. Two RSVPs. Anybody else want to let us know that they're going to be there the day of? And again, we may have a smack-off surprise. And I say that because I don't know what it is. Tommy's getting coy and cute with it. He won't tell me. He's like, dude, there's something pretty funny, something pretty good. I don't want to oversell it, but I want to surprise you. Well, dude, you're kind of overselling it by surprising me and not letting me know what it is. That's not like you, dude. You're pretty conservative. You usually don't do that. Hey, Alvin, is it a good idea or a bad idea? I don't know, dude. It's Friday. Get off my ass. I'm working on the week that was. Alvin. Alvin used his words. Alvin goes, it's good. All right, maybe we do that. You check out Devontae Adams. You see where Devontae all of a sudden is not happy with the direction of the Raiders. You don't say, Devontae. Dude, you left Aaron Rodgers to go play with Derek Carr. How did you think that was going to end? Apparently he's not happy about it. Or maybe he is, because then he hyped the GM on social. Receivers, yo. Hey, man, it's not what I signed up for. Why is Jimmy G my quarterback? I wanted to ball with Derek Carr. Devontae, were you the only one who was surprised that Derek Carr did not make it through the year? Have you not been paying attention to the Raiders and the fact that Derek Carr gets more blame than he deserves all the time? Of course, if there was going to be a fall guy, it was going to be Carr. How do you not know that going in? Dude, you got exactly what you wanted. You forced your way out of Green Bay. You wanted to come back west. You wanted to be in the desert. You wanted to ball with your best friend from college. You set this whole thing up. You got what you wanted. Be careful what you wish for. We'll get into that. And then I want to get into game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. I suspect the Celtics will show up in a different way, but are they 9 points better than Miami? You may not care. If you don't gamble, you don't care. We do. I care about both things. I care who wins and loses, and I care about whether or not they can cover. And I love the Heat, and I love their culture, and I love Jimmy Butler. All of that coming up. And checking out the leaderboard. Come on, Justin. We got you at 80-1, dude. Man up. He gave back a shot. All right, when we return, how about a phone call? Look at you. Do your job. The dog's in.
Do your
job. The dog RSVP'd. Time now.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
So, clones, by now you know, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. You can sample the different flavors to find out which one you like best. Ask for Old Trapper by name. No other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? So now we have two RSVPs. So in that regard, a couple of nice days. In case you missed it yesterday, I made a big announcement. Smack Off 29 is June 30th. Except that wasn't the big announcement. That's true. But we already knew that. That's not the news. We're already dead in the middle of Smack Off season. The announcement was Smack Off prediction videos have returned. They will run on the CBS Sports Network simulcast thanks to the awesome crew in New York City who puts them together. So, if you have a take on who's going to rip the crown this year, I want to hear it. Send us a video too. SmackOffPicks@gmail.com. Again, SmackOffPicks@gmail.com. SmackOffPicks@gmail.com. Just know that if you want your pick to run on TV, it's got to be suitable to run on TV. So, clones, I know this is hard for some of you. I know I'm asking a hell of a lot of some of you. However, no sex, no drugs, no booze, no porn, no weapons, no violence. Don't be idiots. Again, I know I'm asking for quite a bit, but remember, this is CBS daytime television. Keep it in mind, and we'll get your prediction videos up on the air if you keep that in mind and keep it clean. Just remember, CBS daytime television. Keep them to around 20 seconds. Send them to smackoffpicks@gmail.com. Call your shot. I'd love to see it, and I'd love to put you on TV. Send it in. Another Smack Off related announcement today. We received another Smack Off related musical submission from a clone. Normally, that's not good. In this case, it may still also not be good. I don't know. I haven't heard it. I'm going cold. It's not a bit. It's not a joke. I really have not heard this. So it might not be good. What's interesting to me is it's another submission from a clone in Nevada. I have no idea what's going on with Nevada clones, but they're feeling it musically. And never forget, fun fact, trivia question. Where was Neems from when he first started hitting us up with his musical brilliance? Nevada. Never mind Seattle, the home of grunge. Nevada is where it all starts, the musical world. So with that in mind, I mean, in terms of the first musical submission, I don't really think we can call it music. Even if it was an attempted cover of my favorite band of all time. For those of you who have not been treated to this yet, here's Dino in Vegas. That's not this week's submission. This was the original one. This is Dino in Vegas. Absolutely murdering one of the greatest replacement songs ever, Can't Hardly Wait, which he tried to tune in or turn into some kind of anthem for the Smack Off.
I can't wait. Hardly wait.
At least he can carry a tune.
I can't wait. Hardly wait for the Smack Off. And the legends, I can't wait.
Which legends?
Hardly wait.
Man, that is aging terribly. It's getting more putrid and awful by the second. So I can't say that I've got a lot of optimism. And again, I've not heard this yet. I can't say that I've got a lot of optimism about the newest submission. Also, I got it, Albie, thanks. Also from Reno, Rob in Reno. But let me say this for Rob. There is no way he can do any worse than Dino in Reno. Dino in Reno is the worst. Actually, Dino's in Vegas. My bad. Rob is in Reno. Dino is in Vegas. Now, it's my understanding that this is not a cover. This is original. You need to understand, I've not heard this yet. I'm playing this cold. So, if it's an original, that makes it even more challenging. But I'm going to keep an open mind. Let's give it a chance. He went through the effort of making it, producing it up, and sending it. So I'm going to give it a spin. I have not heard this yet. Rob in Reno's original Smack Off song, which came into the program, and it sounds like this.
The Smack Off, believe me, I like it loud. It's the show on the air that'll rock the crowd. On the air with the CBS beat, while the extra 40 yard vibrates the concrete. June 30th, sisters and bros, who's gonna win? Nobody knows. Will it be a golden ticket holder?
So here's my reaction. I had not heard that before. I'm not going to give you the same reaction I had the first time I heard 3-Day Weekend. It's not that. Like, I'm not going to go off air and listen to it 50 times in a row like I did that back in the day. But you know what? That's good. That's pretty tight. High points for production value, for sure. Very good production value. And again, understand what we're doing here. This is not somebody dropping some new album for some major label. This is just somebody, a clone, listening and giving us his rendition. So I think the production value, for what it is awesome. Love that. Lyrically, I think it's better than average. I'm happy with that. I think that's high level for what it is. For what it is. And especially compared to what came before it. He did have another song back in the day, but I'm not even comparing this second effort to his first effort. I'm comparing it to Dino. So that's not bad at all. What's your reaction? I like that. Rob in Reno. Back in May, Rob actually did this. My man Rob, what's up?
I was working as a driver back in 2001 when I found you. I turned you on, I checked it out. Got to know the show. It was something new. But now I think it's time I made a call on my own. I guess it's just what I must do. Don't
this
you
is when this dude
rack me.
This is when this dude tried to go from the voicemail on the pod to the live call.
No.
Tommy and I disagree.
Not at all.
Tommy's like, quote, I don't hate this as much as you do. No, you don't. Because I did hate that. But credit for trying to sing live. I still hate it. But man, dude, what a bounce back. Listen to this guy. Smack Off, the greatest show of the year. Way to go, Rob. Way to bow up. I like that. Nice job. So the Smack Off season is like open game for anything you want, obviously. RSVP, try to get a golden ticket, try to get on the watch list, try to drop a song about Smack Off. Everything goes. It's the best time of year in the jungle. Good job, Rob. Well done. Good effort. Dude, I'll put you on the watch list. That earned him a watch list spot. Not a golden ticket. Now he has to parlay that into a golden ticket. How do you do that? By doing something else good, something else positive. That got you on the watch list, my man. A big step up from getting run the last time you tried to sing. All right, he's back. The Big Head, James Kelly. A Big Head Bet segment is coming up next. We talk NBA, we talk Preakness, we talk NHL, we talk PGA. The Big Head, Big Head Bet.